The red light safety cameras have a human value. One person had to die in order to save others, and that one person was my husband.
Melissa Wendell says she remembers years ago when she was 9 months pregnant with her first child. She'd been married a year and 5 days to her husband, Mark, when a red light runner changed her life forever. She remembers her brother and husband going out to get something to eat.
My brother had stopped at a red light. He was the driver. My husband was the passenger. The left arrow turned green for him to proceed through the intersection. That's when a motorist driving anywhere from 48 to 51 miles an hour, the woman ran the light, never applied her brakes. She ran into my husband's vehicle. She ran into my brother's vehicle. My husband was killed instantaneously.
She says she also remembers arriving at the crash that caused the whole intersection to be shut down for hours.
And there were lights and sirens everywhere. 4 different ambulances came out. 8 people were involved in that crash. 7 people went to the hospital. My husband went to the morgue.
And she says she sees the importance of a bill named after her husband called the Mark Wendell Traffic Safety Act that was signed into law in 2010 that makes it legal for cities, counties, and the state to install the red light cameras.
We can't cure cancer. We can't cure all these things that are out there, but we can find a way to reduce accidents at our intersections, and those are with red light safety cameras.
About 2 months ago, Miami Republican Representative Frank Artilish tried to ban additional red light cameras from going up across the state. But it was met with a lot of opposition, and at its first official hearing Monday, he says he decided to change the measure after working with stakeholders.
My bill does not eliminate red light cameras. It basically puts accountability to the municipalities.
One of the provisions of the bill gives guidelines on when someone is in violation. That includes if a person made a left or a right turn and they didn't yield to a pedestrian or a bicyclist. Another states that 70% of the revenue that's retained by counties and municipalities must be used for traffic safety projects. Artilis says he's tired of local governments using the red light cameras as a money-making scheme. But South Pasadena Republican Representative Kathleen Peter says, as a former mayor, she takes issue with that characterization. She says she also has problems with the state dictating how local governments use their money.
When we dictate how revenue should be spent at local level, I believe that that really is not our role of government. When we protest that Washington and the federal government dictates to us, and we say that is not their role and they should not do that to us, then we should not be doing that to the cities.
But Artilis maintains the need for that particular provision. He says several cities are already using the funds for the traffic safety improvements, but he wants to get the rest of the state in line with that standard, though he agreed to work with Peters on ironing out her concerns.
I believe that this program started about safety. It moved to money, and now we're putting it back to safety.
While he supports the direction the new measure is taking, Captain Mike Bielis, representing the Florida Sheriff's Association, says there are still some parts of the bill he disagrees with. That includes a provision that does not allow for law enforcement to use the images from the red light cams to aid them in capturing a suspected criminal.
That's concerning to me if you have somebody that just got hit down the street and this car is trying to get away, it's a hit-and-run accident, and they do run a red light traffic, or they robbed a 7-Eleven store. We'd like to be able to use that information to actually apprehend the suspect in those situations. If you're referring to, we're watching somebody make a left-hand turn and they didn't have their left turn signal on, or they were missing a brake light, 100% with you. We should not be able to write a traffic citation for that. But for other criminal proceedings, I'd like to be able to use that.
Still, despite several concerns and much discussion, the measure passed unanimously 13-0, and it has one more committee stop to go. Meanwhile, a similar bill has stalled in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.